Do you have permission to be happy, joyful, successful? Do you believe you have permission to be happy, joyful, successful? What's the difference between believing and knowing? Let me preface that belief is a human word. Source says that what we call belief is really using our word to create a personal reality. So what we call belief is really words considered reality. You'll see why this is an important distinction in a second. If you haven't read The Relationship Between Reality and Personal Reality, read some of my older articles. Like this one. We call personal reality occurrence there. Yesterday I went over to my new next door neighbors to pet the two dogs they have, and we chatted. I considered wearing a mask, and I decided against it. It's September 21st, the first day of fall, and the weather has got the memo. It feels like, smells like, behaves like fall. Cool wind is blowing, it's chilly. I just put on a sweatshirt chilly. As you get older your immune system gets weaker, I think, so I wake up having to cough to be able to speak. It wasn't so when I was younger. So I am looking at this question, if I know anything, or if I believe stuff. Over the weekend I listened to this neuroscientist talk about increasing intelligence, and other brain stuff. He was very impressive, but I muscle tested and the truth value of what he said was only 10%. He spoke as he knew. But he only believed. He said something about certain games not making you smarter. He didn't specify what games. But he said they don't make you smarter, they just let you play those games better. So since then I felt discouraged playing Free Cell. But this morning I muscle tested a few chess players, and found that they got smarter through playing chess. Free Cell is not as complicated as chess. Chess is 7 times more complicated than Free Cell. The advantage is that you can play it alone. But certain brain functions, seeing many steps in advance, seeing the whole board, not moving until you looked and saw are difficult to systematically practice in real life. And I needed these brain functions, and lo and behold I got smarter as a result. So the neuroscientist dude spoke out of his ass. Pardon my French. The world is complicated, and we all have strongly held beliefs that we treat as the truth, as if we knew what the heck we are talking about, while we don't. We call knowledge stuff we read other people couch as the truth, but we have no faculties, no way to verify. It probably wasn't knowledge to begin with, then it is translated to your language, and you still call it knowledge. Kabbalists of renown said, 90% of reality is unknowable. But it is more like 97%. And what you actually know for sure, is so minute, that if you know how little you actually know, you would shut the F up. And don't embarrass yourself. But talking, spewing nonsense is a human thing. Not very different from the chattering monkeys I first realized in the Jungle Book. OMG. Of birds. Oh my. They keep on talking, and talking and talking. I am a little unpleasant this cool autumn morning. Even my tea is too milky, lol. The world isn't to my liking this morning. People do whatever they want to do, and today it bothers me. I know it's me. After all the same thing happens day after day, day in day out. Nothing special about today. What is different, I think, is that when you actually grow through my methodology, you'll be knocked conscious regularly, and your job is, as is mine, to take responsibility for what is mine. I am judging. But who am I to judge? When I read about all the anti-vaxxers who died, and were nominated to the Herman Cain Award by Redditors, 1, 10, 100 a day. Yeah. I have nothing over them. I have opted not to go for the vax, I prefer to stay at home, and do what is mine to do, think, experiment, so at least some people who are ready for it, can change their minds at will. What is this thing about changing your mind? Well, you have beliefs about yourself and about the world, based on nothing, that hold you in place. Yesterday I looked what is mine, that was born out of my mother's response to me being abused at age 3. I decided that I have no value other than what I do for you, what I do for others. No intrinsic value whatsoever. When I first realized that some 24 years ago, I thought that just knowing that is so can change the belief. But it is 24 years later, and it hasn't. And it never will, because it can't. So I think that is underneath my bad mood today. That powerlessness. Anger and being ready to cry and attack. So this is good. I, like Dr. Pasteur, who invented the vaccine for rabies, during the mid to late 19th century Pasteur demonstrated that microorganisms cause disease and discovered how to make vaccines from weakened, or attenuated, microbes. He developed the earliest vaccines against fowl cholera, anthrax, and rabies. I'm testing my method on myself first. And see if it works. The methodology? So far I turned on my permission gene. It has already caused a brain imbalance. That is what I am experiencing. The imbalance. I am not trying to influence the brain. But I am measuring people who asked for their full Bach profile, and at that process I am downloading each of the 48 Bach energies. And I think my brain is responding. And eventually it will settle to a new balanced state, that if this thing works, will allow me to see myself as valuable, apart from what I do, and will allow me to have what I could never have, because it didn't match my undeserving inner state. That permission gene doesn't allow you to accept what life has to offer. It doesn't allow for much joy or happiness or even enjoyment. I am saying this because I know. Most people who opt to become students of mine have their permission gene off. I say most, because I haven't tested everyone. Everyone I have tested had it off. It could be much larger, much more a human issue than I can even fathom. Maybe it's cultural. Let me muscle test, how many percentage of all people have the permission gene on? 1/8%, or 1 in 800 people. I probably don't actually know anyone who does. Except the handful of people for whom I turn the gene on. I am working on an audio, me breathing the energy out, that can activate the gene with diligent use. How much? How long? I have no idea. The energy comes from source. I am only the go-between. People who can't see the point will stop using it, because the pain, anger, grief, or whatever they will experience. I don't even know if it can change you or free yourself in one fell swoop. Muscletist says I will have to go through stages. I once read a book about the 7 stages of healing. Healing from grief, or shame, or abuse. This is probably similar. I don't mind, I am actually excited. But all that excitement doesn't mean I am not going through a stage. That is unpleasant. Not as unpleasant as a root canal. It is more like a mild flu. Yesterday, after I managed to identify what the belief was, I was restless. I ate a lot of food to suppress it. And I slept. My hunch is it will take a day or 2 or 3. I am not resisting. This is a process. The brain is rearranging itself to include this new state, allowing me to have joy, pleasure, and whatever permission will mean to me. I am sure it has some money there somewhere. I am optimistic like the little boy who is digging in horse manure, excited because if there is so much of that, there must be a pony somewhere near. Yeah. When you go through hell, keep going. Turning back is just stupid. At this point I can ask Source to turn on your permission gene. And you can be reasonably certain that you have it off. I charge you handsomely even though it only takes me a few minutes to do it. I know it's unfair. I know it's money you work for. And I also know that if it were cheaper you would not do anything to support it. Hell, even costing what it cost will not be enough for most people to do what they need to do, allow it to work itself out. And use the heaven on earth energies to trigger the reaction. The actual ho audio is in the vault right now. So what should you do if you don't have it, and you don't have the effortless abundance activator either? Hey, wait for the time when I release it from the vault. By that time I probably will raise the price. Muscle test says that it is not necessary to expose yourself to the Bach energies for the brain change to happen, life can provide you with what you need. The triggers. Get your permission gene turned on for you. And start this process. The sooner you start the sooner you'll have the results. The joy, the happiness, the flow in your life that has been missing. And while I am connected to you, I'll also turn off the baby genes that keep your worldview stuck, and you self-righteous know-it-all, unless you prefer that I don't. By the way, I am forming a small group that I am going to meet every Wednesday early afternoon, and we'll take them through the process. If you are interested, and are willing to pay for it, let me know. It will cost money. And you can also get just the recordings of the calls. Everyone will have their own process, being live on the call is most beneficial if you want guidance on how to deal with the effects, the stages of the brain change. The full activation brain-wise of the permission to be happy, loving, intimate, joyful, etc. If you eat to mediate inner restlessness and unhappiness. My hunch is that after the full brain change you won't. The restlessness and the unhappiness is because your permission gene is off. If you don't do, consistently, what is yours to do in life? My hunch is that you will be able to. When the brain change will be, and maybe even instantly, but I doubt that. If you have been playing Shrinking Violet, you'll have permission to shine. If you, like me, have only seen your value in what you do, you'll be able to experience yourself valuable, and stop doggedly do so much. Anyway, here is the link to pay me to turn the permission gene on for you. Get your genes adjusted to adult. https://www.yourvibration.com/adjustna. And if you want it on the core group, either live or just the recordings, email me at sophie@yourvibration.com and say so, say which. I'll send you a link to pay. PPS, if you have the big bundle with Ho, use it. The book The Art of Hunting Humans also has the bug bundle with Ho in the background. It's a good book. If you have an issue with money, I am of the mind to put the big bundle with Ho in the background of the audiobook Wallace D. Waddle's The Science of Getting Rich. Let me know if you are interested. Same email as above. P.S. A decade or more ago I heard a motivational speaker talk about permission, and it resonated with me. But, of course, he suggested mantras, and affirmations, and other talk-style remedy for the lack of permission, and of course none of it worked. The fallacy of Homo sapiens is that talking is enough. It isn't. The brain settled to a life of no permission, and no talk will change the brain, including talk and hypnosis. It is more involved than that. Even after source forcefully adjusts your genes to turn on the optional permission gene, your brain will go through several stages to adjust itself to the new constellation. How many stages? I don't know yet. The core group and even myself is to determine how many. Not decide, but to observe.